Over 5 million people play football in the USA. And here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated, is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 Yards of Football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 Yards of Football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA playoffs, fights, and even next season's futures. And don't forget that the MLB is back as well. Who are you picking to win the World Series? BetOnline is your continued source for all of your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started. So head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE. That's BLEAV. To receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards of Football. This morning is my college football legend. It's Richard Wood, linebacker, University of Southern California, USC. So if you like the video today, please come and share it. I'm your host, Vincent Turner, and special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landis, for making it happen this morning. Looking at that gentleman right there, Richard, and he went by the name Batman Wood. One of the most put together, outstanding linebackers to play college football. And my first knowledge of Richard Batman Wood, because see, as a 12-year-old, Richard Batman Wood, as a 12-year-old, I'm speaking of myself, I was a huge USC football fan living in Memphis, Tennessee. I liked it, everything about the Trojans, the colors, the tradition. And they always was on TV and they was winning. And that band, da-da, da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da. O.J. Simpson, Mike Garrett, Lynn Swann. It was just something about that school and out there on the West Coast. It's a 12-year-old, September the 9th, 1972. The Trojans opened the season that year with a sophomore linebacker out of Liberty City, New Jersey, by the name of Richard Wood. And I was listening to the game on radio in my hometown of Memphis, Tennessee, where the Trojans were playing Arkansas in Little Rock. And War Memorial Stadium. And Little Rock is a two-hour drive from Memphis, Tennessee. So they had an affiliate in Memphis. And the affiliate was WHBQ. The dial was 560 AM. And I was listening to that game on the Arkansas Razorback Sports Network. And boy, it was loud. And see, I attended Arkansas from 78 to 82. So I've been in that stadium where they play in Little Rock. It's in the zoo. That's right. It's inside a zoo. And that stadium, all the fans on top of it. And they screaming pig suey. But that night, listen to that game. The Trojans came away with a 31-10 win. Arkansas was picked up. Challenge for the national championship that year where USC was low in the polls. But one thing I kept hearing that night was about that young man out of New Jersey by the name of Richard Batman Wood that had 17 tackles that evening. And his legacy was born right there on that hot, hot AstroTurf in Little Rock War Memorial Stadium. And think about where Mr. Wood is from. He's from Elizabeth City, New Jersey. The water stirs good there. Hubie Brown, Todd Bowles, Chris Gatling, Gil Chapman that went to Michigan, and John Shoemake that played in Notre Dame, and the legend pitcher of them all for the Brooklyn Dodgers, Don Newcomb. That That's where that young man came from. And he went all the way from the East Coast to the West Coast, not knowing nobody. But that's all right, though. When he left USC, he became the first player in that tradition's school history to be a three-time All-American. Won two national championships in 1972 and 1974.
Tons of people take multivitamins, but it's important to choose one that is top quality. With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to start your day right. Their special blend of ingredients supports gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, energy, recovery, focus, and aging. It's also lifestyle-friendly and fits a wide range of diets. There's only 1 gram of sugar and no chemicals or artificial anything. Reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's it. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/believe. That's B-L-E-A-V. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/believe. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Athletic Greens, take ownership of your health.
And it was part of maybe the best college football team ever for a single season, that 1972 team. The guy that made it happen on defense. And you look at the 72 team, some people out there in L.A., the city of Compton, South Central, still says to this day that 72 team is the best team ever. J.K. McKay and Pat Hayden were backups on that team. Len Swan, Anthony Davis, Rob McNeil, Pete Adams, Mike Ray, Steve Riley, Booker Brown, John Grant, the late great Sam the Bam Cunningham, Charles Anthony, Charles Phillips, Charles Hinton, Dave Brown, and Alan Graf, and all of them played in the National Football League on that 72 team, along with Richard Batman Wood. But what stuck out to me most of all, not only that team was so outstandingly great, but look at the stats. The offense scored 467 points that year. But it was the defense led by that sophomore out of New Jersey, Richard Batman Wood. They gave up only 2.5 yards a rush. Intercepted 28 passes that year. And their average margin of victory was 28 points a game. On a 72 defense led by Richard Batman Wood as a true sophomore. And then that year, Arkansas 31-10, Oregon State 51-6, Illinois 55-20, Michigan State 51-6, Notre Dame 45-23. And blasted Ohio State in the Rose Bowl 42-17. And there was a sophomore by the name of Richard Wood that led the way. Member of the College Football Hall of Fame, member of the USC Football Hall of Fame. There's no more that you could say about this football player. Went on and played several seasons with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Third round pick in the 75 draft. One of the better drafts ever that Richard Batman Wood was in. Steve Brockowski, Randy Wright, Robert Bazile out of Jackson State, Louis Wright, Mike Williams out of LSU, Neil Cozy out of Ohio State, Russ Francis out of Oregon, and the legend Walter Payton out of Jackson State. He was part of that draft. But what I'm going to remember most of all about Richard Wood, the skill set. The instincts, A+. Read and react, A+. Key and diagnose, A+. The explosion, A+. His tackling, A+. And he was good in space, A+, to be an inside linebacker. Very aggressive, A+. the first in the celebration, A+. Rain sideline, A+. In the ball reactions, A+. This young man played at USC at another level that was not seen at any other linebacker that stepped on the field in college football. After in LA, where stars are born, the city of Compton, South Central, LA, California. Richard Wood made it happen when he was there them 3 years. One more time. The first three-time All-American the school had. Traveling from the East Coast of New Jersey to the West Coast. One thing about Richard Wood, that he said that USC changed his life. He loved the people at SC. It was a home and an honor to be a Trojan. And the one thing that I took from him when I was doing my research, a lot of people have a lot of things mixed up about USC. But he said it was a school that welcomed minorities. And you was treated like you were special. And everybody got along. And the opportunities were available. Read between the lines. He said the minorities were always welcome and loved. And the opportunities were always available. And Richard Wood said, I will love USC to the day I die. That's how Richard Batman Wood felt about that school, and he met his wife there. Outstanding football player. Played at a great school. Great tradition. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. To my producer, Mr. Logan Landers. The only thing I can say about Richard Batman Wood is Out of Space by Billy Preston. I got a song, ain't got no melody. I'ma sing it to my friends. We go around in circles. Will it fly high like a bird in the sky? Out of Space by Billy Preston. Richard Wood, when he went from coast to coast, from New Jersey to LA, he was out of space, baby.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
If you like the video today, one more time, please come in and share it to the USC Trojan Nation. Y'all had a very special man and a very special football player, Richard Batman Wood. Thank you. Have a phenomenal week and be blessed. Kudos to the 901. Hey, love to my parents, Agnes and Chester Turner.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards.